So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Arba hadyotis, ein lehem chelik loyim abba. The following four commoners have no portion in the world to come. Bilam, v'doig, v'chitayful, v'gechazi. The Gemara elaborates on the psukim regarding Bilam ben Ba'ar. He was called Bilam because Beloyam, he will not be together with the Yidden in Olam Abba, or because Shebolaam, he caused destruction to the Yidden through his wicked plan. Ben Ba'ar, the Brice explains that Bilam's father had the following three names: Hu Ba'ar, Hu Koshin Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Harami. He was called Ba'ar Sheba al Ba'ir because Bilam had relations with his donkey. He was called Kushin Rishasayim, the Avit Shtei Rishayis Bi Yisrael, because he committed two crimes against the Yidden. Achas b'mei Yaakov, v'achas b'mei Shveda Shaiftim. Once when he, Lavan, ran after Yaakov Avin and attempted to eliminate him, and once later, after the death of Yeshua ben Nun, he attacked the Yidden. U'mashmai, Lavan Arami Shmai, and his actual name was Lavan Arami. The Gemara asked that the Mishnah implies, Bilam hu delo asi la'ama da'asi ha'achrini asu. Only Bilam who is wicked will not receive a portion of Olam Haba, but non-Jews who are righteous will receive a portion of Olam Haba. And the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Machlekes regarding the following pasuk: Yeshuv Risham L'Shoyla Kol Goyim Shecheche Elihim. Rabbi Yez explains Yeshuv Risham L'Shoyla Elu Poishi Yisrael. The first part of the pasuk refers to Jews who are wicked, who will go to Gehenna and not receive a portion of Olam Haba. They are compared to Kol Goyim Shecheche Elikim Elu Poishi Avdi Kechavim. The second part of the pasuk refers to all non-Jews who go to Gehenna and do not receive a portion of Olam Haba. Rabbi Yeshua says that second part is an explanation of the first part. Yeshuv Risham L'Shoyla Man Ninu Kol Goyim Shecheche Elikim. The pasuk teaches that non-Jews who are wicked will go to Gehenna and do not receive a portion of Olam Haba, but all other non-Jews do receive a portion in Olam Haba. The Pesukim of Bilam continue as follows: V'yelchu Zikni Moiv V'Zikni Midyan. The elders of both Moiv and Midyan went to Bilam. The Rashi explains: Midyan and Moiv Lo'hayilam Shalom Yolam. The two nations of Midyan and Moiv were enemies of old, but they made peace and joined forces to defeat the Yidden. The pasuk, however, concludes by Yeshuv Sari Moiv and Bilam. Only the elders of Moiv returned with Bilam, but not the elders of Midyan, because when Bilam had told them, Linu Poi Halayla Vashavasi Eschem Davar, remain overnight and I will relay Hashem's response whether I'm permitted to join you, the Zikni Midyan said, Klom Yesh Av Shesainas Benai, no father hates his son, and Hashem will certainly not permit Bilam to curse the Yidden, as Hashem then told Bilam, Le Telech Imam. But even so, later Hashem told Bilam, Kum Lech Itam, because Chutzbah Fele Klapishmaya Mahani. The audacity of Bilam helped him get permission. After discussing several features of Bilam HaRasha, the Gemara explains the pasuk V'yidea Das Elyon. Shehayidea L'chavan Oseh Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyispa. Bilam was able to calculate the exact moment of Hashem's anger, as the pasuk in Micha states, L'man Das Tzidkas Hashem. Hashem told the Yidden, Du'u no kamet tzidkas asisi imachem shle ka'asti kol ois na yam b'mein Bilam HaRasha. You should recognize my goodness to you that I did not become angry in the times of Bilam, because shel moli ka'asti kol ois na yamim le'nishtar misenein shel Yisrael saradu palet. Had I become angered, Bilam's curse would have taken effect and destroyed all the Yidden. The Gemara elaborates on Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyispa. B'kamazal mayrega, the ka'as lasts for 1 second. Emas rasach, but lost shoy kamaisa kichav rekarba lost of the time nagayla. And the ka'as occurs after the first 3 hours of the day, when the rooster's crown becomes completely white, because b'shosh ha'chamazir d'achas v'amalochem anichem kistrein al-rishayin u'mishtachiv im'lachama. This is the time that non-Jewish kings rise and don their crowns and bow to the sun. The Gemara continues to discuss the psukim of Bilam. V'yokam Bilam b'boike v'yachvash esasayne. Tanam Mishum Mishum Min Elazar, Ahava mevatelis shura shal gedula me'avram. Sin mevatelis shura shal gedula me'bilam. Love and hate can cause a noble person to perform an unfitting task. As we see, Avram Avinu saddled his own donkey to go to Akedas Yitzchak because he loved Hashem. And Bilam saddled his own donkey to go and curse the Yidden because he hated them. Rabbi Yehuda Merav says, L'oilam yasik adam etayru v'mitzvahs afilah shaloy lishman, shemetech shaloy lishman bo lishman. A person should always learn Torah and perform mitzvahs even when he has ulterior motives, because he will eventually come to have the right intentions of l'shem shemayim. As we see, shebeschar membeis karbanis shehikrim balak, zacha v'yatzim menarus. Balak brought karbanis with the intention of harming Klal Yisrael, and he was nevertheless rewarded with a descendant such as the tzaddikus Ruth. The pasuk states, v'yasim david b'fi Bilam, and there's machlekes Rabbi Elazar oimer malach. An angel prevented Bilam from cursing the Yidden. Rabbi Yehonasan Amar Chaka, a hook in Bilam's mouth prevented him from cursing the Yidden. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mibachase shal Eisa Rasha at a lamen mahoy balibay. From Bilam's blessings, we can derive his opposite intentions to curse them as follows: Bikesh le mishle yulam batek in the seas of bat midrashes, matayvor lech Yaakov. Bilam wanted the Yidden not to have any place to daven and learn Torah. Therefore, he was compelled to speak about the greatness of these places. Leitisha shchina aleihem u'mishkanei secha Yisrael. Bilam wanted the shchina not to rest among the Yidden. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them with the reverse. Leitei malchus nimshachas k'nechal b'nitayu. Bilam wanted the reign of the Jewish kings to be short. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them that their reign will be extensive like rivers. Lo yehelem zeisim v'kramim k'gyanas alinar. Bilam wanted the Yidden not to own any olive trees and grapevines. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them with orchards along the river banks. Lo yehei reichin noidif k'halam nota Hashem. Bilam wanted the Yidden not to perform any mitzvahs through which they receive a good aroma. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them with the reverse. Lo yehelem melochim bali kaima k'arosim alimoyim. Bilam wanted the Yidden not to have kings of stature. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them symbolically with tall cedars. Lo yehelem melech b'melech yizal mayim idolya. Bilam wanted the Yidden to have kings who are not succeeded by their sons. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them symbolically with flowing water. Loitei malchusin sheletes b'umais, v'zare b'mayim rabim. Bilam wanted the Yidden to have kings who do not dominate the other nations. Therefore, he was compelled to bless them with the reverse. Loitei aza malchusin, v'yore me'agag malkai. Bilam wanted the Yidden to have weak kings. Therefore, he was forced to bless them with kings greater than Agag. Loitei emes malchusin, v'tinase malchusai. Bilam wanted the Yidden to have kings who are not feared, therefore he was forced to bless them with the reverse. Rabbi Bar Kahana concludes, Kulam chazru l'kalala, chos mibatik nesisim umibatim midrashas. All these blessings eventually reverted to Bilam's original intentions as a curse, aside for the first blessing which remained a blessing as the Pasuk states, V'yafech Hashem l'kecha l'chos ha'klol l'vracha, k'ahivcha Hashem l'kecha. Klala v'le klalois. The Pasuk is in the singular to teach that only one klala was changed, but not the others.